This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do you say Hajj Mabrur to someone? What does that even mean? Al-Barr is a beautiful name of Allah that appears in Surah At-Tur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of paradise, and he says, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. When the people of paradise are experiencing the pleasures of paradise and the happiness of paradise, they start to turn towards each other and reminisce.
قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ.
We used to be in worry amongst our families. Back when we were in the dunya, we were so stressed out. We were stressed out about Jannah. We were worried about Jahannam. We were worried about death. We were worried about whether our actions would be accepted. We were worried about whether we were doing the right thing. We were worried about whether we were worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. We used to be so worried.
فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us, and He saved us from the punishment of the hellfire.
إِنَّا كُنَّا مِن قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ.
We used to call upon Him from before, saying that He is Al-Barr al-Rahim. He is Al-Barr. Al-Rahim is the most merciful. So what does Al-Barr mean? We're going to go over a number of different meanings of Al-Barr in this episode. The first meaning of Al-Barr is the one who exudes goodness without any limits. We get this from the linguistic meaning of Al-Barr. Al-Barr is the opposite of Al-Bahr, and Al-Bahr is the ocean or the sea. And so Al-Barr is described as land, and the desert is called Al-Bariya. And so you get this concept of something that's incredibly vast, something that's without limits. And so of the first meanings of Al-Barr is the one whose goodness is without limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows without limits. Allah is the one whose resources are without limits. Allah is the one whose goodness is without limits. Now remember, when you study the names of Allah, in essence, the purpose of knowing the names of Allah is for you to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by those names. So the action is that I call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this name, Al-Barr. And when was the last time, or have I ever called upon Allah by His name, Al-Barr? And so knowing this name, I can ask for great things because His goodness is without limits. And so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the smallest things as well, because His goodness is without limits. And so I become, because of this name, used to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great things in my life, graduation, marriage, whatever's bigger than that, and the smallest things, that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace my shoelace just because it broke, or that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me $5 when I'm looking for that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the smallest, most seemingly insignificant things. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Barr. A second meaning of Al-Barr is Al-Kareem, the generous, the one who doesn't return or reject his asker. This is a beautiful, beautiful meaning. And you see this again and again with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, generous. He is hayy, He's shy. When a person raises their hands to ask Him, He is shy. That a slave raises their hands and He allows for those hands to go back sifran, empty and humiliated. And so asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great, and hence the people of paradise, they say, إِنَّا كُنَّا مِن قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ. We used to call upon Allah from before by saying, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-barr, the fact that He's al-barr and He is merciful. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire. And a third meaning of al-barr is الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ عِبَادَتَكَ. The one who accepts your ibadah, the one who accepts your worship. And hence, when a person comes back from Hajj, what do you say to them? You say, Hajjun Mabrur. You say, an accepted Hajj. And so Al-Barr is the one who accepts your acts of worship. He's the generous, and he's the one who accepts that which you offer him. A fourth meaning of Al-Barr is, الَّذِي لَا يَقْطَعُ الْإِحْسَانَ بِالْعِصْيَانِ. The one who doesn't cut off his goodness due to disobedience. Al-Barr is the one whose goodness is not discontinued because of disobedience. Otherwise, if that was the case, we would have all goodness cut off from us because of our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives our sins and our transgressions and our faults and our mistakes and our disobedience, and He grants us still. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us not based on who we are, but based on who He is. And so Allah overlooks our faults and He grants us from His benevolence. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says something really profound. He says that it is one of the wisdoms of sin in the first place. Why we commit sins in the first place is so that we can then recognize the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How so? Because you see that you sin, you recognize that you sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had complete knowledge of your sin, had complete access to your sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give you even after that. He concealed your sins again and again and again, and He didn't expose you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to give you. And so of the wisdoms of sin,
as Ibn al-Qayyim says, is that you recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and that you get to know more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful attributes. And he says this is from the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's birr. A fifth meaning of the name al-barr is the one who purifies from sins, because paradise is only entered by al-abrar, those people who have been purified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who purifies sins. And so a person who interacts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his name al-barr, there are a number of ways. Number one is that a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the name and being cognizant of all of these meanings that we talked about. Whether you're seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, whether you're seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal your sins, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's Allah's boundless resources, whatever it is that you're accessing by this name al-barr. Number two is that you look and you see your birr, your righteousness to others, and that you seek out this concept. What are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls birr in the Quran? And do I manifest them? Do I have birr to my parents? Like Allah described Yahya in Surah Maryam, he says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Yahya's birr to his parents. And so having compassion and kindness towards your parents, am I described like that? Am I someone who has birr as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran? He says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never achieve birr, righteousness, until you give from what you love. Am I someone who gives from what I love? I have one good friend of mine. You know, based on this verse, in Ramadan, he developed this beautiful tradition with his family. Every year he takes his kids and they have this habit where everyone in the family chooses something that they love and then they donate it. Not donating something that they no longer have use for, shirts that you no longer fit into. Those are the things that, yes, you can donate, but Allah says you will never achieve righteousness until you give from what you love. And so choosing that thing that you love so much and sacrificing it for the sake of Allah, for the sake of attaining righteousness. And then the last thing is to seek out truthfulness, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah." He said truthfulness leads to birr, leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And so seeking out truthfulness as a manifestation or a key to righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a birr, a righteousness that is mabrur, that is accepted, and may He enter us into Jannah with the abrar. اللهم آمين.